Okay,
I think
you go. No,
I think you talk first.
Should I start? Yeah. This is the theme for the engine
podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. I believe we are sufficiently jiggy now.
All right.
Ah, good. From our Eurostone Studios, talking about the video, I think pretty much everybody's seen it by now, of the girls, the high school relay race.
Yeah, in which the one runner appears to strike the other girl on the head with the baton.
Right.
And it knocks her out of the race. She stumbles off the track.
With a concussion.
She now has a concussion.
Yeah. So the question is, was it on purpose or was it an accident?
They've charged her with assault and battery.
Wow.
A little extreme.
Which is,
I don't know.
I mean, it's a misdemeanor, so it sounds really bad, but
it sounds worse than it is. Yeah.
I mean, but it's still like, if she did it on purpose, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, her defense is that it was an accident, and she says that the girl came up from behind her too close,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like the natural running style of
she kind of ran into her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's kind of a gray area. You look at it and you say, well, it could have been an accident or it could have been on purpose.
When I first saw it, I thought, oh, man, that looks on purpose.
Yeah.
That looks like she was just trying to take her out.
Right.
Because it's as she's getting passed by the girl.
Yeah.
And the girl who was passing her gets whacked on the head.
But, you know, the girl passing her was really close to her, as you mm-hmm. said.
Yeah.
And the girl who had the baton, her arms were already wailing like she's right, really trying to pump to go faster.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because that girl was passing her and I think her hand came down. I don't know. I kind of tend to believe it might be an accident.
I'm kind of leaning more that way too.
I don't know. I think it was on purpose. I would need somebody who's an expert in like track and field running
mm-hmm.
to say like, oh, this was a natural movement that would be happening by accident. Because it doesn't look like she's, I mean, if you look at a second or two before that, she's not holding the baton the same way as when she hits the girl. But, you know, I'd have to, somebody who knows more about track and field and the way people are supposed to run, and they would convince me. Otherwise, it looked like she was, you know, trying to take out a competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
Well, let us know what you think. If you've seen the video, text us. Of course, our text line is 615-553-0933. Was it an accident or on purpose?
Yeah. And we had somebody chime in on the 93.3 Totally Hits app where you can leave voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hear what they have to say as far as their theory.
I actually think she was trying to play it off as an accident immediately. I don't think she was cocking back for another hit, but she was trying to make it look like that's like some kind of natural running movement. She whacked that girl.
So
there's one vote for it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
It was on purpose.
All right. Do you think now that you've heard the, I guess, explanation?
Right.
For why she whacked the baton. Hit us up. Tell us 615-553-0933. We'll tell you the results of the People's Court.
That's right.
The polling court via text.
Yeah, right after our three things coming up next. Three things you want to know this morning.
Is there a Sephora serial stealer?
What?
Mm.
Or serial shoplifter? So this woman, Janaya Buchanan, was arrested at Sephora at the Mall at Green Hills a few days ago. And I guess she was there with two others that also got arrested. They were apparently seen on video leaving with stealing fragrance kits valued at about $500.
Mm.
Now, I mean, stealing unfortunately happens all the time. Why is this news? It's news because last August, this same woman, Janaya Buchanan, had to sign a document that said she would not walk into a Sephora store for at least 1 year. She was banned from Sephora stores.
Mm.
I'm assuming for something similar.
Yeah, probably.
Like not doing something she's supposed to in Sephora stores. So
yeah.
That's why they knew her.
Wow.
Because she had already signed it. And
so now it's 2 years.
Yeah, the year wasn't up, so they were already like, And then the video showed shoving stuff.
She'll be on double secret probation now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, TikTok is trying to pretend like they really care about you. If you're under the age of 16 and you're on the app at 10 p.m. You know, after a long, hard day of staring nonstop at TikTok, a little screen thing will pop up and say, hey, it's time to wind down. It'll play relaxing music to remind you that it's 10 o'clock. Maybe you should think about winding down and going to bed if you have school the next day and whatnot.
They should shut like all social media down at 10 p.m. for teenagers and kids in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that should be like a law.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing good happens after, like, that was my mom's motto. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know.
And if you're a school kid, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Frankly, I would probably benefit from TikTok turning itself off.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think all of us could. Yeah.
I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gina.
So Lipscomb won last night, and they, with that win, they won the ASUN championship.
Cool.
And it also won them a bid into the men's basketball tournament,
which turns into March Madness.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool.
So we have one team going. Tennessee plays tomorrow, so we'll figure out kind of where they rank and everything.
Yeah, sadly, Vandy got eliminated yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Too bad. But right. We've got some representation.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Way to go, Lipscomb.
All right. We asked you to text in if you thought the relay runner struck the other runner on purpose or if it was an accident.
What did the people think?
It's leaning more towards it was on purpose.
On purpose.
You're not buying her.
Okay.
It was just an accident.
Yeah. Mm,
that's okay. Just the way I run.
I always hold it like an axe or a hammer. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning. And now the classic battle between man and woman. We call it Gender Wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Haley in Frankfort, Kentucky. Hello, Haley.
Hi,
speak up good and loud for us. And for the guys, we have Vaughn in Smyrna. Hello, Vaughn.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
All
you
right.
You sound very chipper.
Get acquainted question for both of you here.
Yeah, let's start with Vaughn this time. What was the first job you had?
I was 15, and I worked in a coal mine in Pennsylvania. No joke.
That's cool.
Wow.
Really?
They don't,
coal mine?
They don't wait till you're, like, older?
It was an open air mine, so I wasn't like down in the cave.
Oh, okay.
And I was more of a gopher.
Oh,
so I was there like with a pickaxe. But yeah, it was a coal mine in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Cool to say.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Wow.
Haley, what about you? What was your first job?
I was also very young, probably about 10 years old, but I kept score for softball games.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Oh, nice.
And did they give you money for that?
They did.
Nice.
Wow.
Were they just pay you in popcorn from the concession stand?
No, that's cool.
You're working for a free fruit roll-up?
Yeah. Well, we've got more than a fruit roll-up on the line here today, as you can win some tickets to a Predators game. But you've got to be the victor today. You each get a screw in case you get in trouble, and we'll start you off with multiple choice questions.
All right, Haley, in the sci-fi thriller series The Last of Us, is it seen on HBO Max, Hulu, or Netflix?
HBO.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Good job. Good start.
There you go.
Okay, Vaughn. Emma Stone, Reese Witherspoon, or Renee Zellweger, which plays the title role in the Bridget Jones movies?
That is Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay. All right, we're moving right through these questions.
1-1.
Haley, what sport is Phil Mickelson famous for?
Golf.
Golf is
Ooh,
right.
Yes.
Nice job.
Okay. Vaughn's turn.
Vaughn, a lady might have a box from the Fry Company. What is most likely in the box?
I'm sorry, what's the company?
The Fry Company.
That's F-R-Y-E.
Is that, makeup?
No. It's boots.
Boots.
Oh,
other end of the body.
Shoes.
Yeah, it's always shoes, exactly.
When in doubt. Okay, right. It's a 2-1 lead for Haley. If you get this one right, there's no way Vaughn could come back.
Let's see. Ooh. Both of you still have your screws left. Haley, Sapporo beer. Sapporo beer. It comes from what country?
Japan?
Yes!
Wow! I didn't know that.
That was a tough one.
Wow, yeah.
Well done, Haley. You are the winner. I'm a champion. Vaughn, we appreciate you playing. I hope you'll play again real soon.
Yeah, you had a tough opponent there.
Yeah.
Haley, she Absolutely. Was very strong with a perfect game. You've got yourself tickets to go see the
Thank
Preds.
You.
Very nice.
And listen to this. good sportsmanship going on between our gender wars players.
With Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
I have to know whether I'm hallucinating or if this is happening to other people.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't know what triggered this. I think part of it is this is totally non-political, completely non-political, even though this involves, I've just been seeing stuff on social media, news feeds, where people manipulate Vice President J.D. Vance's face. You know,
he's become the
darling of the internet to mess with
him. They make him look silly. They like puff off his face like it's blown up with air.
And yeah.
But I guess maybe that's made me conscious of the way he looks. And for the last probably 2 weeks, if I go into big crowds or I'm somewhere where there's a lot of people, I'm seeing people that look like J.D. Vance in the crowd everywhere.
Well, he does have kind of a common, you know, frat boy, dude bro look.
He's got the beard.
I mean, he's got that certain face.
Yeah. Round.
And the facial hair.
Yeah.
And he's got the eyeliner.
Now, is it the...
He does. He wears eyeliner.
Yeah.
He looks like he should be in Green Day.
Is it the thick...
Yeah.
His thick eyelashes?
No, I think it's the eyeliner.
He stopped wearing it for a little while, and then he started again.
Recently. Yeah. Because he wants to be pretty.
But I don't see them as with eyeliner, but I'm just seeing, like, any one of these people could be his stunt double. And I'm like, even in church, I'm looking around like, there's one. There's another one.
Yeah.
That's
there's
funny.
Another J.D. Vance.
Well, yeah, guys with beards and bloated faces are very common.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's starting to feel kind of weird.
Yeah, like the whole world is changing into J.D. Vance.
Yeah, is it just me? Yeah. Is it like slowly, like, am I in some like bizarre, you know, horror movie where like slowly even the members of my family start looking like it?
Morph into J.D. Vance.
It's like when you buy a car and you keep seeing your car everywhere.
Uh-huh. How about a mood boost? I'm feeling good, like I should. Pretty cool. A 9-year-old in North Carolina saved one of his teammates on a little basketball team. The one player ate a granola bar too quickly and choked on it.
Oh, no.
Luckily, Jay Branch, a 9-year-old, knew exactly what to do when it happened.
So last week, we were playing basketball, and he ate a granola bar. And then we started playing longer until he started choking. And then he was trying to say, hold on, but he couldn't because he was choking. I didn't know he was actually choking. So I just did my thing, which was a Heimlich.
I did the Heimlich. Did my thing. He said he learned it on YouTube.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So cute.
It's really good to learn the Heimlich maneuver and save somebody.
Yes. Bottom line, yes.
All right, there you go. So, it's a
kid did a great thing.
Yes.
Woody and Jim totally hits Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Like a lot of people, I have a Bible app on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know, occasionally you go on there every once in a while and it'll have prayers and daily inspirations.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that.
I have the Hallow app. I use that religiously.
Yeah. And that's you paid for that, right?
I paid for that. Yeah, okay, that's a subscription.
Okay. Well, I get like the free apps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what about Gina, you use a free app?
Yeah, mine's called like the Bible app.
Yeah, okay. It's just as Bible King James Version.
Okay.
And the thing is, as soon as you pop up, ads come up for things.
It's got pop-up ads?
It's got pop-up ads.
Oh, no.
It is for mobile games. There's one that I just opened it and look, there's a picture of a little devil in a slot machine.
A devil and a slot.
It's called Wicked Blaze.
Devil gambling. Yeah. It's the first thing that came up before you can get to your inspirational quotes.
Because we all know, what would Jesus do? He'd play little devil slot machines.
Oh, my gosh.
But it gets worse. There's sometimes you'll go to like today's inspirational quote or today's prayer, and it'll take you to some zombie killing game where you have to.
Oh, my goodness.
These giant zombies are coming at you, and you have to fire, you know, automatic weapons at them until they disappear.
You have to watch that before you get to the Bible stuff. Oh. That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Maybe Jesus can bring them back to life too.
Yes, the zombies that you kill in the mobile game.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the cyber zombies.
That's so weird.
inspired by BuzzFeed. Jim, you have a quiz for us?
I do have a BuzzFeed quiz that I came up with last night after a real-life experience of searching for a show on Netflix that I'd heard about on TikTok. Uh-huh. I said, oh, maybe I want to check that show out. So I had to go to the search thing where you go to a little magnifying glass, and then it brings up that screen that has the whole keyboard, and you have to, like, move things around to the letters and eventually spell it. And I'm like, why does this thing have that little microphone where I can just tell it something?
Right.
And then I realized, I'm starting to talk to my technology a lot, and I'm mad when it doesn't give me the option.
Yeah.
Right? So I was just made me think, like, okay, for everybody listening and for you guys here in the room, how much do you talk to your tech? Are you chatty with your stuff? And I thought I could give you a series of five questions.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the point values. If the answer is no, you don't do this, add no points.
Okay.
Okay.
If it's yes, I'll tell you whether to add 1 or 2 points. And after the five questions, you're going to come up with a score. Just add them up.
Okay.
And then that will tell you your tech persona.
Okay.
Your voice tech persona.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So question one, do you guys regularly ask your phone's assistant for things like texts, directions, or reminders? If yes, 1 point.
Okay.
Question two, do you control your smart home devices like lights, thermostat, coffee maker, anything like that with your voice? If yes, 1 point.
Okay.
Question three, have you ever fully dictated an email, a text, or note without touching your phone? If yes, 2 points. Question four, do you use voice commands for entertainment like playing particular music, setting TV shows, or asking for jokes? Yes, 1 point. Do you have custom voice routines set up, like a morning routine that turns on lights, plays music, or reads the news to you? If yes, 2 points. So add up your points.
Okay.
And with those totals, I can tell you your voice tech persona.
Okay.
All right.
Would you like to know yours, or should we let people tabulate theirs, and we can get into what the answers reveal after three things you want to know?
Since math is involved, let's let people add up what they have.
Okay. In general, what do you guys think of yourself as far as how chatty you are with your tech? Gina?
I'm not very chatty at all.
It's all with your fingers. You're typing stuff in.
The only thing that I ever like voice command is if I'm in the car, I'll ask, like, you know, call my mom or something.
Right.
And then sometimes I'll talk to text, but very, very frequently. And then the only other thing that I really speak to technology about is my Alexa. And so if I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'll ask it to set timers I'll ask what does my meat need to be cooked to for it to be eaten? Or hey, is this poisonous to dogs? So honestly, those are the two questions I really ask it.
So those are, you're not completely like living off in Amish country here.
Right. But I'm not super tech savvy.
Yeah.
Woody, what about you? Would you say more than what Gina described?
I would say
less?
About the same.
About the same.
You know, I use the CarPlay, in the car to send texts and receive and hear them. And I'm chatty with Alexa all the time. I like to be nice to Alexa because I figure one day when the robots take over.
Me too. Yeah. I say thank you and please until she's pissing me off and won't hear me ask for a timer.
Yes.
Then
yes.
I'm like, you dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, the last time I used ChatGPT, I said thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
And I told it good job.
Yeah.
Bipolar with Alexa. Yeah.
So, all right. If you've tallied up those points, I'll tell you what your voice tech persona is coming up in just a few minutes. Tori Spelling, infamous Nepo baby, daughter of TV mogul Aaron Spelling, and who was on Beverly Hills 90210 because her daddy owned the show.
Yeah,
and of course she has. She had a reality show, and she's got a podcast. She has now revealed that she has issues with liquids, and she says she does not drink water, ever.
How does she live?
She says, I how am I still living? No one knows. I think
maybe, that's a media grab.
I think it could be an attention grabbing thing.
Yeah.
Or she's like drinking things that are not plain water.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's assuming that nothing else has water.
She's drinking like Crystal Light or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like
exactly.
teas and stuff.
Or something. Yeah. Who knows, you know?
She's not talented and also a liar.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, the only way to prove she's right is for her to collapse and go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's the latest from Tori.
Well, Frito-Lay is expanding their presence in Clarksville. They're adding a new distribution center.
Cool.
It's going to be 8 acres, and it's a $27 million investment in Clarksville.
Nice.
Good job,
yeah,
right?
But everybody will be retaining like all of their jobs, and it'll probably offer some more jobs. So,
cool.
In a time when things with your job seem a little uncertain, Frito-Lay is there to comfort you.
Good
in
job.
More
yeah,
ways
right?
than one.
Very cool.
Let's hope they can't stop with just one expansion.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we can't stop after one chip.
Yeah
exactly. All right, before the break, we took our little quiz to find out how tech we are.
How much you talk to your technology.
Uh-huh.
So we asked questions like, you know, do you use your phone's voice assistant for like directions or reminders, all the way to things like, do you use it for setting up a certain routine, like in the morning certain lights come on or it plays certain music, you know, and based on each answer you got points, and we wrote down our points, and now we're about to find out exactly what that says about us.
Okay, what do those points mean?
So Woody, if you said yes, it was either 1 or 2 points, depending on the question.
Right.
How many points did you add up?
I have a total of 7 points.
Okay.
Wow.
So you are the AI whisperer. You talk to your devices more than some people talk to their families. Your home, car, and phone all respond to your voice, and if they ever turned against you, we'd all be in trouble.
Ah.
So
Alexa is my friend.
I think you are the most chatty with your tech. I 4 points.
Four.
Four.
On my quiz.
Just four.
So you're the smart home sorcerer.
Okay.
You've embraced voice tech to run your home like a futuristic wizard. You can turn off the lights without moving, and you're dangerously close to naming your smart speaker out of affection.
Oh.
All right. That might be a little exaggerated, but it's not far.
I'm sure Woody feels the same way.
This is my home assistant, Boo Boo Kin.
Baby.
That's right. All right, Gina, how many points did you score on this chatty tech quiz?
I scored 3.
Just 3?
Just
okay.
3. Okay. Yeah, because I really only have sometimes used it to voice text and then to ask Alexa to set a timer.
Right.
So I'm the casual chatter. I use voice commands here and there, mostly for quick tasks like setting timers or checking the weather. Your tech is an acquaintance, not a bestie.
Okay.
So all right. I'm still in the real world here.
Yes. You're less extreme than Woody and I. Mm-hmm. My wife would score a 0.
Right.
Okay.
What is her? Let's just give the name of what they call somebody like that.
They would call them the caveman.
Oh.
So she's a cavewoman.
Nice.
Yeah. I think she'd wear that as a badge.
Yeah.
If you'd like to take the quiz yourself, we posted it online on our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. We were just talking off the air about how there's so little going on in the world right now that's interesting.
Well, I mean, there's interesting.
Yeah, but it's not fun stuff. It's horrible stuff.
Sure, it's like tariffs and financial markets.
And we don't like
world
talking about that
geopolitics.
Anyway. Yeah. We like to be your escape from that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. We were all kind of a little surprised when we saw that there is a lot of warnings going out now about not mistaking your eye drops in the medicine cabinet
right.
for
nail glue. Apparently, there's one particular brand of nail glue that looks just like a little bottle of eye drops.
The shapes are really similar.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, or if it's dark, or if your eyes are blurry from needing eye drops, you might grab that instead and put it. So some lady had to go to the ER and have her eyes, flushed out. It took several hours to get the super glue, the nail glue out of her eye.
Gosh.
So, ooh.
Do you have nail glue at your house?
Yeah, because I do my own nails. I'll, like, glue on the fake nails and all of that because you're saving, like, $80. But the glue does look similar to eye drops. However, I will say that I would never put nail glue anywhere close to where I put my eye drops.
Yeah, why would you have them side by side in your medicine cabinet? Unless you're just hoping somebody won't mistake them.
And I'm not the most organized person. I'm not like the cleanest person, but like I always put my nail glue back into my nail pouch thing and put it in a cupboard.
So it's a separate
thing. It's completely separate in like a way to where even like my husband who, as we've established, doesn't think too much before he does stuff.
Because he's a guy.
Because he's a guy.
Guys don't think things
too. Yeah. So, you know, even he wouldn't like mistake that for.
I guess the particular brand of nail glue is called Kiss.
Yes.
And it doesn't, you know, like you say, maybe it should have a red warning cap on the top, but it doesn't. It looks just like, it does look like eye drops.
Oh, mine does. Yeah. Mine has a red cap on
it. Yeah, something, a warning cap.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
so think twice.
I mean, there are some super glues that come in very similar packages too. They just usually have like a pointier cap. But then again, are you usually putting your like, you know, DIY tools and equipment near where you put your eye drops?
Yeah. There's a super
probably
glue.
Probably shouldn't be.
There's a super glue that looks like a nasal spray that my husband uses. Like that would suck too. To like,
is it Gorilla Glue?
Yes.
Yeah. I know the one.
Afrin. It's a nasal spray.
Yes, an Afrin. Now that I think about it.
And you can glue your nostrils shut.
Yeah, that would.
You won't have to worry about clogged noses anymore because they don't work anymore. You're just gonna be a mouth breather the rest of your life. Yeah. Sometimes, especially by accident, our Tennessee legislature will actually pass something that's good.
Yeah, they're on the verge of. Passing a bill that would criminalize people impersonating rideshare drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is a real problem. Uber or Lyft driver, yeah.
Yeah, that if, you know, you're not one, but you happen to have something that makes you look like one. There's been people who have been assaulted.
Right.
Or overcharged, kept held in the car, you know.
Yeah, until all kinds
they
of bad things can happen.
Extra.
Because people not paying attention, they'll just get into it to what they think is their Uber car, and it's not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And bad things can happen.
Also some very, well, okay, first of all, I saw this story this morning, and I've already sent the link to Channel 4's story about this to a friend of mine because he impersonated a rideshare driver.
But without, you know, bad
with
intent.
With no evil intentions. Okay? Maybe he wanted an extra edge.
Yeah.
Let me explain. So my friend Jeremy had his kid is involved in like a sports competition kind of thing.
And
they were traveling down to Florida, the whole team of people, and they had plans to go to the parks of Universal and Disney.
All Orlando.
But my friend Jeremy, he had to work. So he literally, like, he was, you know, he didn't have time off, so he works remotely.
What a bummer.
Right.
And so while his family went to the parks, he would just go back to the hotel and work all day. But he was the guy who would drop them off at the, you know, Disney's MGM or something.
Taking one for the team.
Then pick him up at the end of the day when they were done.
Yeah.
On a lark, on the way down there, he bought, like, a Lyft or Uber light that plugs into your car lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what he did was he plugged it in, put it in his dashboard, and he was able to drive like pretty much right up to the front gates of these places where people are parking miles away.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
And just to pick up his family when they were done at the amusement park.
And drop them off.
Wow.
And, there was one time he thought he was going to get caught.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So he pulls up to one of the parks. And, you know, kids and other children that were traveling on this thing and his wife are in the back. And he rolls down the window and the lady says, you know, you Uber drivers, you haven't heard the problem. You know, this is, we're supposed to get word to you. And he's like, I'm new to Uber. And she's, yeah, they completely changed where you got to go. You have to go to this other side of the park. And
he's
okay. Oh, I didn't know. And she's like, that's okay. I'll be helpful. Let me show you on the map where all the Uber drivers are supposed to go. And he's like, And meantime, his whole family is like white as ghosts in the back, right? Because they think he's going to get caught.
We are so busted.
Right. He's going to get caught. And then she says, okay, so now you know where to go? And he's like, yes, thank you. And he rolls the window back up. And as soon as the windows were back up, his whole car went, the relief of not having been caught.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like one of those Uber or Lyft lights. You can get them on like Amazon for like 20, 30 bucks.
Easily.
Yeah, you know, so don't do that.
Yeah. Don't hop into the one unless you know it's yours.
Yeah. They usually have, you know, a picture of the driver or something that pops
and
up
the
on
car
the app.
And
yeah,
all that
so
stuff.
Yeah, don't mistakenly get into the wrong car. Okay, it's a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Now, Gina, the newest member of our show, your mom is having a really good laugh at your expense about something embarrassing that happened to you.
Yes.
When you got in trouble at work.
Kind of in trouble, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Last week, I guess?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago?
You were doing some recording, weren't
you?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And we had a group of high schoolers come in who were kind of touring the studio and checking out our media group and everything.
From Franklin Road Academy. They came in, yeah.
Super sweet boys. And I kind of felt bad. They were just kind of sitting around, and I had to do some pre-recorded breaks that run like during commercials and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can't even call it a studio. We call it a closet.
We call it the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
It's a little room off of somebody else's office that you can go and record in. It's kind of like a little booth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I go back there, and that's lately where I've been going to record because one of our other studios is down and it's not functioning correctly. So,
kind of limited. So you got to use the closet.
Right.
Yes. And so in there at that time was a guy from our sister station. It's a sports talk station.
Yeah.
And he was going to go live on the secondary sports talk station, which is like 94.9.
Right.
Yeah.
He was going to put on the Vanderbilt women's basketball.
Yes. And he was flustered. He was kind of running late. He was trying to figure out where he was going to do it, whatever. So I went in and I was like, hey, I need to get these done. Can I just take 15 minutes? And he agreed. So I sit down and the kids are in this small, tiny room with me and I'm showing them and talking to them about how to do it. And
yeah, being a good, a tour guide.
Yeah.
Or a mentor.
For the industry.
Right, because, you know, they're curious and they're teenage boys, so they're awkward and, uncomfortable. And
a lot of monosyllable answers. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And so whatever, I start doing it and if you've ever recorded anything in your life, there's this like stress response that happens when you mess up and you tend to like swear.
And if you want to stop and have to start again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because there are such easy things to do. It's easy to record. Like I have a script and yet like I still mess up. So it gets frustrating. And I also have a sailor mouth, and so that doesn't help.
So things were going badly, so you were yelling F word, S word, all the other words.
Yes, all the words, just like frick, shoot, you know, but bad.
Yeah.
But bad, yeah.
And unfortunately, I was doing it in front of these boys, even though I'm sure they've heard it before, still was not appropriate.
Yeah. Sure.
100% accountability and blame, yes.
But that's not the real problem.
No. So I finally get done, and, you know, at the time, they're kind of talking and stuff, so I'm having to be like, hey, boys, can you quiet down? You know, whatever.
Right.
And I'm doing my whole, like, 93.3 FM, totally hit, totally Nashville, this is Gina, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
so
blah.
as soon as my foot walks out of the studio, I get a call from our promotions director, and who actually used to be my former boss, and he was like, hey, somebody's going live on 94.9, the sports station.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that was me.
So the guy who, the part-timer dude came in, you know, and kind of, you know,
he set up the board to
go live for a basketball game and didn't tell you, hey, that board's live. Don't use it.
Yes.
Right.
So you went on live on 94.9.
On a different radio station.
With a swear-a-thon.
Yes. Cussing at the people listening. And it was awful. I felt so bad. The whole day was kind of crazy, and the sports station, like, program director was up to his ears and just chaos. And so I had to add that to his plate. We kept getting calls in of like, something's happening with the radio station.
There's some lady swearing and cussing on the radio bad.
Kicker is, it's like no one knew that studio could go live.
Yeah.
Like our boss, our program director, our GM, nobody knew that that studio could go live.
So this part-time goofus went in there and set it up. And didn't tell anybody.
And so, if you know, if like if you're in this industry, it's common. I mean, a couple weeks ago we accidentally went live during a commercial break. Like it happens, but it's not fun when you experience it. And then like I just felt so bad. And then one of these poor kids was like, "Are you gonna get canceled?" I was like, no. And he's like, "Are you gonna get fired?" I was like, "No, it wasn't my fault. The swearing was my fault."
Yeah, just kind of have to laugh it off and keep going with your life. Yeah.
Yes.
But now my mom is using this to entertain her friends, my family members, everybody. She's like, "You don't know how much mileage I've gotten out of that story."
So, and Edna comes over and she's like, "Let me tell you about Gina."
Yes,
literally. Let me tell you about Gina and her sailor mouth, her potty mouth.
Yes.
All the things she says.
Yeah. And she was like, "I'm going to tell your dad, but not that you were swearing." And I was like, "Okay, that's part of the story, you know?"
Right.
And so I was like, "Did you tell him?" And she was like, "Yeah, he said, you know, like, well, you shouldn't have been doing that in the first place."
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
But, you know, the conclusion of the story is everybody's fine. We all had a good laugh. And the guy who mistakenly set the board up that way, the studio, has been humanely put down.
No, he hasn't.
He should be.
He got a talking to.
He got, he got a stern talking to. Everybody sympathized with me. Everybody made me feel very good. So thank you for
all that. We talked you off the ledge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was freaking out. Yeah. I felt so bad. If people could have seen me, I looked like a chicken with his head cut off.
And what is a ghost?
Yes. Like, I was just like, "Oh, my gosh, what did I do?"
We just laughed.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's get back to the regular podcast now. So what are we doing today?
I'm going to go to the gym. I was too busy with work yesterday, so I couldn't get to it.
Oh.
I know. And then, you know what? I have it in my schedule to take a nap today. So
good for you.
I'm going to take a nap.
A little self-care.
A little self-care.
Okay.
Woody?
I'm going to the doctor today. I'm going to see Dr. Big Daddy, our show doctor, Dr. Scott Major.
In Hermitage?
Yeah. So, you know, going in, I have some ailments to take care of, including just being older than dirt.
Well, what's wrong? What are you here for today? Well, I've got this
giant
notebook full of things.
That's right.
Yeah, that's bothering
Chapter
me.
One. Okay.
I have part two of doing dishes manually because our dishwasher broke down. And then we just like started. We had all these things going on. And yesterday I spent like 2 to 3 hours washing dishes. It was actually probably about a half hour.
But it just felt like two or three hours.
Right.
Yeah.
I only got halfway through all the dishes. And then I have a homeowners association meeting to go to tonight.
Wow, that's fun and sexy.
Yeah. Boring. Yeah. And then I'm subbing on a hockey team, needs somebody, so I'm playing hockey tonight at Centennial.
Nice.
Busy day.
All right.
It's a lot.
Nice.
Y'all have a wonderful day, and we will catch you tomorrow morning right here. Can't touch this.